At this point in my study of spontaneous healing, I knew I had to look beyond what science had absolutely confirmed to what it was pointing toward. The ACE study focused on childhood experiences and proved that those experiences shape your health. But in some ways, the ACE study was a blunt tool. It was a place to start, but it didn't encapsulate the whole story of how our past experiences shape our current identities and also our health. I had to wonder, what about all the experiences we haven't yet studied? Experiences the ACE study didn't look at, like the ideas we receive about ourselves early on about who we are, what we deserve or don't, what might be bad or wrong about us. What about grief and heartbreak, or the grudges we hold against those who have hurt us? How do these experiences affect us? How do our perceptions and interpretations of these experiences affect us, working their way through the body over the course of months, years, decades? How might they shape the map of our default mode network, determining how we think about ourselves and how we define who we are? When I first read the ACE study, I felt pretty bleak. When you learn that the best treatment to prevent these experiences from ever taking root and altering your neurodevelopment and physiology is early intervention, it's easy to feel hopeless, especially if you have some serious stuff in your black box. I know I did. I scrolled back mentally through my childhood and teenage years, thinking of all the experiences that had very likely made me more susceptible to all kinds of illnesses born out of years and years of toxic stress. When I took the ACE quiz, I discovered that I had 7 ACEs. 7.